Blog Talk Radio.
With evangelist Norma Chapman and Pastor Doris Smith. The host of Facing Your Fears on Blog Talk Radio is evangelist Norma Chapman. Ms. Chapman has interviewed many guests that have been an inspiration as well as a blessing to many of her listeners. She's the author of What Faith Can and currently writing three other books. She studied and attended Union Baptist Theological College of New Orleans. She's also an associate minister at Greater Liberty Baptist Church under the leadership of Dr. Calvin W. Woods, Jr. Sits on the NAACP Executive Committee and formerly a member of SCLC Justice for Girls. Pastor Doris Smith, co-host. Pastor Smith retired after 29 years of service in the government from the position of procurement contracting supervisor. She's a pastor, a teacher, an author, a certified professional speaker, a life and inspirational coach, and the host of the Power Hour, Light of Inspiration and Motivation. A caregiver, a beautiful wife, a wonderful mother, a grandmother, and just an all-around people person. And now it's time for Facing Your Fears with evangelist Norma Chapman, with her co-host, Pastor Doris Smith.
Good evening, and God bless each and every one that's connected from around the globe on Facing Your Fears radio talk show this evening. We welcome you, and we're so glad that you have connected back in with us. Before we go any further, as you know, we are going to go forth and open up in the power of prayer. Father, we thank you today and we praise you. We lift you up and we magnify your holy name. We give you the honor today. We give you the glory and we give you the thanks. For it is you that has kept us. It is you, Lord, that has allowed us to live and to breathe and to have the fibers of our being. We thank you for what you have in store for us today on this show. We thank you for the visionary evangelist Chapman. We thank you for our special guest today, Reverend Flores. And Lord, we thank you for what you have given him to share with the world. We thank you today, Lord, for the topic of healing from within. We give you honor, we give you glory, we give you praise. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Amen, 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 listeners. We are truly grateful today for another opportunity to come on this amazing, awesome radio show, Facing Your Fears, with the amazing, awesome evangelist Norma Chapman, the host, myself, co-host, and we welcome our special guest today, Reverend Flores, who will be joining us today and sharing on this much-needed topic in this hour. We are so happy to bring back once again a very special, mighty man of God, Reverend Merlin Flores. As we read the newspaper, and you and I both know there's so much going on, and we view the breaking headlines, it's very apparent that there are many hurting people in the world. The increased and intense violence we see displayed around the world awakens us to the faith that people are feeling anger. It is very apparent that we must heal from within and pray as David did, asking God to create within us a clean heart and renew the right spirit within us. Only God can change the heart and mind of people in this sinful world today. Many people are confused and don't have the answers to what is going on around them in their homes, in their neighborhoods, communities, and around the entire world. So we are glad you are here today to join us on this amazing, awesome episode as Reverend Flores give us a word from God to help us overcome the things that are happening in our everyday lives. Now, listeners, remember, you can press that number one on your phone if you have any questions, any comments, or want to share. Without any further ado, I want to allow this opportunity for Reverend Flores to come on and share a bit with us about himself, to introduce himself to our listeners and share what inspired you to want to speak on this particular topic.
Good evening, everybody. This is Pastor Flores. I pastor the Resurrection Church in St. Bernard Parish, down in Louisiana. I am excited and I'm grateful that Evangelist Chapman has invited me to the show once again. I thank God for the co-host, Pastor Smith. It's a privilege and a blessing to be with you this evening. I am traveling, so if you hear any background noise, that's because of my traveling, but I wanted to make sure that I was on the show to share with you and to be with my friend and co-laborer in the gospel evangelist Chapman and Pastor Smith. As
Amen.
The introduction has stated, we're talking about healing from within. This is a message that I shared with my church a week ago, and it helped us tremendously in understanding that we need to face ourselves. The Bible says, let a man examine himself, which is important because we are often ready to examine others, but we seldomly turn the mirror on ourselves to examine ourselves and understand that if we shall heal, it has to start from within us. And the text was taken from Psalm 51, which is a very familiar passage of scripture. King David wrote this text after he had been with Bathsheba. I mean, most of us are familiar with the story of King David and Bathsheba, knowing that she belonged to Uriah. That was Uriah's wife. And David took her from Uriah and then had the audacity to come up with a plot to kill Uriah. And then he married Bathsheba. And it was the prophet of God who told David that you have sinned and you have to repent for your sin. And David then wrote Psalm 51 as a dissertation or a psalm of repentance for his sin. And at verse number 10, he says, create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. David understood that to heal from his sin, to heal from his situation, it had to start within him. He couldn't look at anybody else. He couldn't blame it on Bathsheba. He couldn't blame it on Uriah. He couldn't blame it on his servants. So he had to look at himself and ask God, number one, to change his heart.
Mm-hmm.
Heart. Yes. Oftentimes, you know, we talk about our heart, but the heart, the Bible says, is desperately wicked.
Yeah.
So he had to ask God to create him a clean heart. David wanted to be cleaned up. That should be all of our prayers daily, to be cleaned up from the sins of life. We are born in sin, shaped in iniquity. We're full of sin.
So true, Reverend Forrest. I just want to also say too quickly to the listeners to let you know that Evangelist, our host, is absent this evening, but she will at some point in time be chiming in to share with you. I want to also, on her behalf, I want to share and extend her love with listeners and with her many family members and church family and friends that are here. I just want to make sure we cover that this evening in her absence. She will be chiming in with us. You all continue to keep her in your prayers. But our host will be chiming in, but I want to, on her behalf, extend her love and appreciation to the listeners, to her families that are connected, church members, and friends. And also to let you know, she will be chiming in. She's listening in, but keep her in your prayer. And Reverend Flores, you're doing so awesome. Even as you just started out, I just want to make sure we got that in. I just love the topic, healing from within. Because a lot of times people go through so much within themselves until they struggle with even trusting God because of things they have gone through from past hurts, past disappointment, past heartache. So they have to, like you so beautifully said, they have to learn to heal from within. And you use a very awesome psalm, Psalm 51, asking the Lord to renew. When something is not properly working or when it was working and stopped, it needs to be renewed or revived. So to renew in them a clean heart, a right spirit from what they're doing wrong. So this is such a beautiful topic this evening, and I don't want to belong the time. I want to yield back to you and let you go right ahead with this awesome topic.
Thank you, ma'am. And just like you said, when something isn't working, it needs to be renewed and revived. For so many people, they go through life daily, operating in dysfunction. They operate with a lack of trust. They operate with so much hurt and pain on the inside. And what happens is, when you live your life like that, and you operate in so much dysfunction, you have the proclivity to disrupt other people's lives. And so many people are doing this every day because they don't want to sit down and ask God to fix me. Help me to change me. It's the stuff that I have done within. There's a well-known pastor who's going through some public criticism at this time, and he made a public address to his church, and he said, there are some things about me that I don't even like. And I thought that was very courageous of him to say that publicly and to understand that all of us have some stuff about us that we don't like, but it takes courage to face it and say, I need to fix it. I must be David here. David saying, hey, I messed up and I need God to renew in me the right spirit, the spirit that I once had. I lost it. But I had the right spirit, but life circumstances, decisions, and indiscretions caused me to lose the right spirit. So I need that, the correct spirit, the spirit of God, to be restored. And what we must understand as believers, and it's important that we teach this to our parishioners, our followers, that it is very possible to be possessed by spirits. This is not hocus pocus. This is spiritual warfare. You can be possessed by a spirit of bitterness, a spirit of distrust. You can be possessed by these spirits, and you have to ask God to fill you with His Spirit and the fruit of the Spirit, which is found in Galatians. You need to ask God to fill you with these things so that there's more of Him and less of us. And that's what happened with David. David became full of himself as he became the king. And oftentimes, power, position, and prosperity will cause you to get full of yourself. And you'll lose that very thing that got you, or that very thing that caused you to attain the power, the position, and the prosperity. You'll forget that it was God, and you'll be full of yourself, and now you're possessed with the wrong spirit of pride and arrogance and thinking that you made it, and then you start doing things that are contrary to the word. So you need to be
Excuse me, Reverend Flores. Can you all hear me?
Yes.
I'm sorry, there's technical issues in the studio at this time, but I'm trying to fix it. So very happy that the listeners are still tuned in. Someone texting me, letting me know that they can't hear you. Can you speak up a little louder for them? They're unable to hear you, Reverend Floyd. You need to speak a little louder. You're very low in the studio. God bless you. And I'll be back shortly, listeners. Okay, Reverend Flores, you can.
Okay. So again, we want to make sure that we are examining ourselves and not allowing the blessing that God has given us to take us to a place where we forget God. Because there comes a time, if you're not careful, that you can become so blessed and you get caught up in the blessing and you forget the blesser. So that's where David reached that point. And that's why David says, when you read this text, he says, against thee only have I sinned. David realized that I let God down. It's not about Bathsheba. Mm-hmm. It's not about Uriah. It's not about pleasing the public, although, okay, yes, you can apologize to the people and all that, but at the end of the day, we have let God down, the same God who has blessed us and kept us, the same God who has saved us. You have to realize, man, I let God down. So it is necessary that I repent. And that's part of the healing process, repenting. Telling God you're sorry is part of the healing process. Lord, I messed up. And a lot of times, if we are honest with ourselves, we do not mess up. We do not make mistakes in ignorance. We make conscious decisions to do these things. We know what we're doing, and we still do it. But because of his love and kindness, that's how David starts off his forgiving song. He says, have mercy upon me, O God, according to thy loving kindness, according to the multitude of thy tender mercies. Because of his loving kindness and his tender mercy, even though we sin knowingly, sins of commission, we sin knowingly, God still forgives us. He still loves us.
And Reverend Flores, wouldn't you say even in the space and place where you're sinning and you're doing it, the sins of omission and sins of commission, this is why we pray that, because sometimes people say, well, I'm just praying for sins of that I know that I did. But then we must pray for those we don't know, because there are times that we, as you're saying, with omission and commission, we do things and not even aware of. That's why it's good for us to pray for the sins, the things we know that we've done and the things that we don't know. Because what you may think was okay may not have been so okay with the Lord. What you may think was right may have been wrong. So I think in us praying that way, as a matter of fact, I know it covers us. Because we could do things and not even be aware of it. And I've heard people say that, oh, I'm not praying for, because I know I haven't done anything wrong. No, you're not perfect. You're very imperfect. And you may err and not even be aware of it. So we should pray sins of omission and commission, because even when we don't know, we have done something. It could have been something you may have thought was so mild, just the way you looked at someone, the way you said something. We don't know. That's why it's best to cover ourselves with the omission and commission, things I know and I don't know. I just want to be covered and be pleasing in the sight of the Lord. God bless you, listeners, this evening.
That's right.
We truly thank and praise God for you. And if you have a question, remember, you want to make a comment, remember, you're on Faith in Your Fears radio talk show with the amazing host, Evangelist Norma Chapman, who will be chiming in soon. But we want you to press that number one on your phone. We're here with Reverend Flores, who is sharing with us this evening on this amazing topic, healing from within. I yield back to you, Reverend Flores.
Yes, ma'am. Like you said, sins of omission and commission. There are sins that we do, and for that person who says, oh, just cover me for the sins that I know that I've done. No, like you said, we need to be covered for the sins that we don't even realize that we do. Because for that person who thinks, oh, I don't do this and I don't do that, the Bible says it like this: all of our righteousness is like a filthy rag.
Amen.
And when you dissect that text and when you look up what that filthy rag means, it's a soiled feminine cloth. So that's how dirty you are. Even when you think you're right, you're still wrong. The only thing, and I always share this with my church, the only thing that makes us righteous is the blood of Jesus. Without
Amen.
The blood and without his spirit, you have no righteousness without him.
Amen.
So we're all dirty until we get covered in the blood. That's what covers. What can wash away our sin? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. And there's another text that says There's none righteous, no, not one. So we all do We all do things that we need. We need to face and stop playing the victim. You know, so many times people play the victim. Making excuses for what they did. And you know what you did. You know why you did it. And you just need to face it. So God
can
start the healing process, and you can move on. Because if not all the time that somebody did something to you, you did something to somebody.
Amen. That's
so
right.
You need to let God commence that process of healing within you, so you can move on. And that's what David gives us, a great example of, you know, being honest with God to start that process of healing. And as you said earlier, there are many things that we need to heal from, like childhood traumas and severed relationships between parents and children, broken relationships, intimate relationships, disappointments and losses and setbacks, all these types of things. You need healing from those things.
Mm-hmm.
And most of the time, before you talk to a psychiatrist or a psychologist, as a believer, you need to talk to God.
Amen.
And that's part of the problem why we have so many believers who live in depression and psychosis and bipolarism, because we don't talk to God. We don't pray.
Mm-hmm.
That's what prayer is, talking to God.
Mm-hmm.
You cannot be a Christian.
Mm-hmm.
That's right. You cannot be a Christian and you don't talk to God. I am surprised at the amount of believers who have no prayer life.
Right.
They pray on Sundays when they come to church. They say grace and that's it.
And that's vital. The prayer life is vital. That's our open communication line to go to the Lord and to speak with him. And with that prayer life, we also have to connect in the Word of God. A lot of times people think that the Bible is just the informational booklet. No, the Bible is for your life to be transformed. It's information for transformation. It's information for transformation, not information just for you to know something and don't use it. What wisdom is there for me to know something that I don't apply to my life, that I don't reap the promised blessings out of walking in the obedience of it, when the Word of God says, if you're willing and if you're obedient, you'll eat the good of the land. So why am I not eating the good of the land? Somewhere I'm not willing. And most certainly somewhere I'm not being obedient. So that healing has to start with me. I can't even be an asset to helping the nation heal until I'm healed.
Correct.
Sometimes we step into places and because it looks so fabulous and it looks, no, the truth is within. You have to be healed. So when you're healed, then you can assist or be an asset to working and praying and helping others be healed. But we have to be healed. So many I find, and I don't know what your take is on this, Reverend Fulridge, in your area, but I find a lot of times that those that are seeking so much to help others heal, when you really get down to it, they're not healed.
Correct. Yeah, and that's,
so
that's
healing
in, that's
must
in all
take
areas.
Place from within.
That's in all areas. And David even speaks about that in this same psalm in verse number 13.
Yes.
He says, then will I teach transgressions thy
ways
after I have healed. You know, I can't teach anybody, I can't help anybody until I've been helped. Jesus also told that same thing to Peter. He says,
Peter, and
after you've been converted, strengthen your brothers. You know.
Yeah.
You can't provide aid to anybody else until you have first been healed. And I mentioned that when I taught this the other week, that many of us are trying to render aid to people from a broken place.
Yeah.
we're trying to heal people with bitter tongues, and we're trying to heal people from our place of pain rather than healing a healed place. So we give them bad counsel because we're not speaking from a healthy place. We're speaking from a hurt place. And one of the examples I use is how so many times when, for instance, a person who's having relationship problem, they seek counsel from someone, and they give them the wrong counsel because the person you're seeking counsel from is not healed from their hurt in the relationship. So before they tell you to pray about your relationship or before they tell you to seek God, the first thing they're going to tell you, oh, just leave them. You ain't got to be bothered with that. Just leave them. That's not counseling someone from a healthy place.
That's right. And see, when we tell people to just walk out of their marriage and walk away from their families, listen, that's a serious thing to do. You can't take that lightly. That's a covenant. That is God, the husband, the wife. And so you got to go to the Lord. He says, those I join together, let no man set asunder. And we, just like you say, we have people that are speaking in people's lives. They're not seeking God. The ones that asking is not seeking God. And all you're going to get out of that is chaos. You got to realize there are two imperfect people in an imperfect world. And the only perfect one is the Lord. So go to the one that has all the answers, not guessing, not wondering, but assured of the right response. And that comes through a relationship with the Lord, with prayer, as you said earlier, and in the Word of God. Study. You got to study. You know what to do when you study what to do. The Bible is his mouth, and when it's open, we have to incline our ear and be willing to make adjustments in our lives. It's not just for information. It's for transformation. I want to pause here just for a moment, listeners, to say thank you for connecting in. Remember, you're on Facing Your Fears radio talk show with the amazing evangelist, Norma Chapman. You can press that one to chime in as Reverend Flores for beautifully sharing on healing from within. But at this time, I want to bring our host in. She is here, and I want to bring her in to share with you. And then we're going to go right back to Reverend Flores, evangelist Norma Chapman.
God bless you, Pastor Smith. Listeners, I'm so happy once again to be tuned in with you on today's show. We're thanking our special guest, Pastor Flores, for such a lovely topic on today. And as I was listening in, as he spoke, and Pastor Smith, the co-host, as they was emphasizing on the chapter of Psalms, in Psalms 51, you know, in Psalms 51, King David cries out to the Lord for mercy and forgiveness because the Lord has been dealing with him about his sins with Bathsheba and the murder of her husband. That's how God deals with us every day of our lives. And when I brought the message on Sunday, this is a part of my message that I preached on Sunday, that I preached about Paul. Paul said he hasn't comprehended, he hasn't gotten it all together yet. And some of us out there, we don't have it all together, but we need to cry out to the Lord to come into our hearts, and we need to have a steadfast relationship with God. Pray diligently and pray sincerely to the Lord that he would come in and he would lead and guide you in the path that he wants you to go. Now, we can't do it by ourselves. We know that God has all power. And this is what God is doing here in Psalms 51. He is dealing with David are sins. And many people do not realize that David had done these things apparently one full year before he wrote the Psalms. You see, David had done a lot of things, but he knew how to go to God. That's why God called him the apple of his eye. He knew how to go to God and talk to God and ask for forgiveness and say, "Now, Lord, I know I've done these terrible things in your sight, and only against you have I sinned." And Father God realizes. And in this same chapter right here, He said that David said, realizing that I have sinned, but I was born into iniquity. I came into this world into sin, but if you created in me a clean heart, Father God, and renew within me the right spirit, wash me, and I shall become whiter than snow. Listen, I just want to tune in, not feeling well on today. I had to bring the word again last night for the women of liberty, iron sharpened iron, and I'm feeling just a little down on today. I ask that you continue to pray my strength in the Lord. As Pastor Flores and co-host Pastor Doris Mick continue our conversation on today on the topic healing from within. Yes, healing. We all need healing. And I know some of you out there can attest to that. But remember, listeners, you have an opportunity to join in on this awesome conversation on today just by pressing that number one on your phone if you have any comments, questions, or just want to share your experience and thoughts about what we are talking about on today. And I want to thank all of my listeners that text me to let me know that they were actually hearing it in the studio. It was so low. And I thank you for just holding on and hanging on in there with Reverend Flores, co-host, as they were, as I was trying to get the studio in conditions where you all could hear him much louder there. And God bless you. And now I would yield and turn the show back over to Pastor Doris Smith and Reverend Flores as he continues. Reverend Flores, I love you. You know, I know you're a powerful man of God. I want to thank you for appearing on Facing Your Fears once more and again. And I always enjoy you. Whenever you bring the word of God, a powerful, powerful man of God, and I just want to thank you once again for being our special guest on Facing Your Fears on today, co-host.
Thank you so much, Evangelist. Thank you so much. Let us continue to keep her lifted in prayer for her strength. We know that God will. At this time, I am just truly enjoying the topic healing because it's so needed, so needed. And when we're real with it, we need it from within before, as Reverend Forrest was so wonderfully sharing with the Word of God, that once it's done within, it can flow out to others. So I want to yield back to Reverend Flores and allow the man of God to continue with this beautiful topic.
Thank you, ma'am. And as always, we're praying for our host. We're praying for her strength and her healing.
Yeah.
We know God is able to do what he said he would do.
Amen.
Now, as we continue with this healing from within, the host mentioned that David was the apple of God's eye. And what I want to encourage someone to understand that your mistakes, your sin, your indiscretions, part of healing is forgiving yourself. If you don't forgive yourself for the stuff that you have done, all that crazy stuff that you have done, if you don't learn to forgive yourself, you will drive yourself crazy. Because God God forgives us. With everything that David did, God still said, David is a man after my own heart. David sinned because, again, we are sinners by nature. But the thing about David is once he was made known or made aware of his sin, and that's encouragement for that person who says, well, you know, I just can't get over what I've done. And people keep reminding me of what I have done. And it keeps coming before me, because that's what David said. David said, my sin is ever before me. I have to look at it every day. But even though I may have to face this every day and I have to deal with the consequences of it every day, I also have to understand that I have been forgiven for my sins. I have been washed. God has forgiven me for my sins, and I cannot allow myself or other people to force me into living a life of condemnation. That's what the Bible said. There's therefore now no condemnation to them who
Amen.
Walk
after the Spirit. We're not in the business of condemnation. And that's where the church has fallen short for so long,
mm-hmm.
because we have gotten in the business of condemnation rather than reconciliation. If God, the Bible says God reconciled us back to himself. So who are we as the believers to condemn people? We're so quick to condemn and not to comfort mm-hmm. and console and to bring people back into the sheepfold that have fallen aside. Galatians also tells us, if anyone be overtaken in a fault, you which are spiritual, pray for
yeah.
such a one. Restore them. You know, that's what we're supposed to do. Not the church is the only institution in the world that abandons its wounded.
My God. Now, Reverend Flores, I tell you, on a topic that we can just set up another day and time to talk about. And that is what you just got through sharing. It's the hospital. The church is the hospital. All kind of people show up at the hospital with what? All kind of illnesses. My situation
right.
is different from yours, but what the doctor is there to do is to help me. I may walk in with a leg
right.
wound, you walk in with a chest wound or a head wound, but the doctor has a purpose for each one of our different situations. That's for us to be healed, for us to get treatment, for our wounds to heal, for us to be better going out than we came in. But when the church begins to tear down instead of build up, that is not what it's intended for. Yes, they make mistakes. They're going to make mistakes. But when they make those mistakes, they ought to be able to come to the house of God, no matter what condition they're in, and find a word of encouragement, a word of inspiration, some help, some support, somewhere we can lead them and show them. If it's not there, not just close the door, not just say, oh, well, you keep repeating. I've heard some things in the house of God that really just cringe. When you turn and
yeah.
tell a person, listen, we ain't got time for all that now. It don't take all that. Well, how you know? You don't know what that person is going through. He said, with love
correct.
And kindness, have I drawn them? He said, they'll know
right.
who are my type of, by what? By love. But like you said, we turned away so many, not all of them, but so many, too many, have turned away from them. We have people
correct.
Now walking away from the house of God. This I remember years and years ago, you could go in the church, there was a mother there that was waiting to tell that young lady, listen, it's okay, we all make mistakes, but we're here for you. They didn't talk about it. They didn't put her down.
Right.
For the most part, somebody took her into their home, gave her a place to stay. They didn't just all get in their car and leave her standing on the corner wondering which way to go. But they came together
right.
and they helped. But it's so different now. And I pray for leaders all over the world and even myself to just continue to do the things that are pleasing. I think where this has come from is that we have gotten out of doing it God's way, and we have started to do so many things our own way, and it's going to fail. The only thing that's going to stand is what thus say the Lord. We ought to teach Jesus and live Jesus. This, it's no other way.
Correct. Like you said, the reason is because we're doing it our way and not Christ's way. Whenever and we're supposed to be Christians, Christ-like, whenever Jesus came into contact with a sinner, he never condemned them. He healed them and told
right.
them to go on with their lives. The woman that was caught in
that's
the
right.
act, all these people surrounding her, condemning her, and Jesus said, ye who are without sin, cast the first stone.
Come on,
and
man.
He told
that's
her,
right.
get up and don't do it no more. Get up, sin no more.
And
come
don't do
business,
it no more.
You know?
That's
yeah,
right.
That's it.
But then they're going to
closed.
Pulpit and preach to you. You're having counseling with them. And then when you go into council with some leaders, and then when you get to church on Sunday, they preach in the whole council session. But what kind of counseling was
right.
that? That doesn't
right.
build anybody up. You
right.
don't preach my whole marital situation. I came to you in confidence
correct.
For help, and my marriage became your sermon. God is not pleased with that. We are supposed to be builders. We're supposed to be laying solid rock on solid foundation, not just throwing sand on it and letting it drizzle down because we don't care. People need love. One of the greatest healers in the world that ever been and ever will be, because that's what Jesus Christ is, he is love. There's nothing greater than the healing balm of love, the meditation of loving. Reaching, he reached way down. When you think about how he loved us, he reached way down. We were yet in our sin. While we were yet in our sin, he reached way down and picked us up from that place, cleaned us up, turned us all around, placed our feet on the solid ground, laid his life down. He said, I don't want nobody to perish. There's no love that's greater love than that. And he charges us to love one another. But we use of our authority over one another. We want to control one another. God ain't never told us to control no human. He said, I gave you dominion over the earth. But you want to have dominion over another human being and suppress and oppress and control and think you look big. No, you look real small. So this is a beautiful topic. I mean, healing from within.
David had a great understanding of life from a young age. You know, David served his father. He was looked over, but still chosen by God. He was a fugitive of Saul's kingdom. And David understood. David was able to receive mercy from God because he extended mercy to other people. You cannot receive this mercy if you cannot extend it to other people.
Right.
When David had the opportunity to kill his enemy, Saul, he had the opportunity, stood over him while Saul was asleep. Saul had been chasing David through the mountains and all that, trying to kill David. And Saul fell asleep, and David had the opportunity to kill him where he was lying. And David said, I will not touch him because he's God's man. I know he's my enemy, but he's still God's man.
That's right.
He extended mercy to Saul. So when it came time for his sin, God was there then obligated to stand by his word and extend mercy to David. God,
that's right.
God is not obligated to stand by anything except his word.
That's it. Amen.
So by David being merciful to Saul, God stood by his word and was merciful to David.
Amen.
So
right.
The
and
church has to get to a place where we are extending mercy.
Right.
Because we're
Amen.
All flawed. We need mercy.
Amen. Amen. And as you were saying, forgiving yourself. Don't beat yourself up. I think a lot of times, and even when I have had the opportunity, I've counseled many individuals and families, and I find a lot of times that even when they've gone through the prayer, they've gone through the counseling sessions and forgiven one another, they don't forgive themselves. So they think it's still an issue going on, and the only issue is that you haven't let yourself go. You haven't let go. The individuals let you go and forgiven you, and they're moving on. But we think that it's still that person is still angry. No, it's within. Like you're saying here today, it's you. You're holding it. And we have to come to the realization of that my friend is not angry with me anymore. My sister in Christ is not angry with me. I'm still reminiscing on this. I'm still rehashing this. So it's me that have to let it go. And then another thing is don't allow people to beat you down about what you did and what you used to do and who you used to be. Well, that's what I used to do, but I'm not that anymore. I don't do that anymore. Sometimes we get caught up in withholding the gifts and not even launching out to embrace the blessings that God has because we're afraid of what people say. The Word of God says, first of all, don't put no confidence in man anyway. Put it in me.
Right.
And then go forth. I am the one You know, why we so caught up? There are so many people I have talked to that they have their gifts on hold, they have their talents on hold. Well, I don't know what they're going to say. Who cares what they say? The Word of God said, don't look at their faces anyway. Why you keep staring at it? You see, you're not supposed to allow what God, what did God say? What did the Word say? Do what the Word of God say. Don't worry about what people are going to have their own things that they want to say. But what did the Lord say? He said, you're fearfully and marvelously made. What did Jesus say about it? Their name is not Jesus. So why are you allowing them to hinder you, to hold you back? Press in and press on. Allow yourself to be healed. So what? You made mistakes. We all have. We're going to make some more. Every day he told us to repent. So that ought to tell you every day you're going to do something. Because if it wasn't, we're going to tell you to repent, Taylor. We ought to repent every day.
Right.
Every day we ought to repent.
That's right.
So we need to love one another, embrace one another. Don't allow a conversation between you and your sister. Y'all been friends for 20, 30 years, or 15 or 20 years. You allow one conversation to break up your friendship. Come on. You don't give the enemy that kind of pull and authority and reign over your life. You have to heal. Let it go. Go to your sister. Go to your brother. Listen, I love you, my brother. I love you. Listen, let's fix this. We're not going to let the enemy steal this. Oh, no. Why? You got the power, and you got something the enemy don't have. You got the authority. But we yield. Oh, I don't talk to her no more. Why? It only took one conversation to tap 20, 30 years. Come on. You don't give the enemy that over. God said, I gave you power over all the power of the enemy. And if we will stop wearing our feelings so on our sleeve,
I think that's the key right there. I think that's the key right there is you have to understand that you must possess the power. And that's what David says. He also says this. He said, take not your Holy Spirit from me. The Holy Spirit is the source of your power. And that's what he says in Acts chapter 1, verse 8. You shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you. The reason many people don't have power, they really don't have the Holy Spirit. You would be surprised how many Christians and believers don't have the Holy Spirit. And this is not an uncommon thing. This is not something that's new. When Paul went and preached, he asked them, have you heard of the Holy Spirit? And they said, no, we've never heard of the Holy Spirit. We heard about God, we heard about Jesus, and we never heard of the Holy Spirit.
Not
and
the
we
Holy
have that
Spirit.
Feel
right.
In the 21st century church that people don't know the Holy Spirit. Preachers don't preach the Holy Spirit. They talk about Jesus, but they forget about the third part of the Trinity. They don't operate in the Holy Spirit. They don't even have the signs of the Spirit in the church. The Bible says that there are certain things that when the Spirit is present, there are certain signs that come with the Holy Spirit. And if you don't see that church does not have the Spirit. So that's why we don't have power. That's why we act crazy. That's why we act like hoodlums and don't act like believers, because we don't have Holy Ghost power.
That's right. That's so true.
We are spiritual bastards, because the Bible says without his Spirit, you don't belong to him. So
that's right. And just a form of godliness, but denying the power.
Correct.
Looking like, acting like, talking like, but when it gets down to the bottom line, it's not there. It's just a form. Shifting and shaking and moving and nothing there. And we wonder why the people are not delivered and why the people are not able to operate in the power, because there's no power in leadership.
Correct.
And we are to draw the people, to teach the people to be drawn to the Lord through the power of the Holy Spirit, not to man. What can man, if God don't do it, it's not going to happen. If he don't do it through his son Jesus Christ, it's not going to happen. It's not my power or their power. It's by his Spirit. He said, ain't by might, by power, but by my Spirit, says the Lord.
It's his
and that's
time.
Why David said, don't take
his
spirit
that's
from him.
That's right. He delegates that. But you got to, we get a little authority or something. We think we got all the power. We start leading people to us. And when we fail, the people fail.
Right.
And that's because they have no relationship with the king. We must make God number one, Jesus Christ. He must be at the pinnacle of our life. And no matter what goes down around us, we'll be able to stand as long as we're standing on the sound doctrine of truth. And that's who he is. He is his word, and his word is him. Unstoppable, unshakable, and unmovable, untouchable.
That's right.
God bless you this evening. I just want to pause for a moment to Reverend Flores to bring Evander Chapman in for a moment, and I'm sure she's going to have you come in and do closing with your topic. Such a beautiful topic. I really, really have been blessed this evening to share with you, man of God. God bless you in the endeavors as you continue to break the bread of life into the world and be a blessing everywhere the soles of your feet shall tread. At this time, Evander Chapman.
God bless you, Cool. Pastor Smith and Reverend Flores, as I'm sitting here and just enjoying the topic on today, healing from within. We all need to be washed and clean. We all need to sometime go to God and refresh our spirit in the Lord. And I was sitting here and I was concentrating on verse 6 of Psalm 51 and 6. Where it says that surely you desire truth in the inner parts. You teach me wisdom in most place. There it says that God desires truth in the inner being. He wants us to come to him with a sincere heart. He wants to hear us repent of our sins. And when we repent, we do what? We go to God with truth, and we go to God with sincerity. That means if you want to receive God's blessing, you must be honest about our sins and our sins, but he already knows. He already know all about it. And he know every sin that we have committed. And David said, only have I done this terrible thing in your sight. That's what the quoting as well what David told the Lord. So God already knows everything about us already. So when we kneel to him, you can't go to God like you come to me, Reverend Flores, or Pastor Smith, and say, well, it didn't happen that exactly like that, and try to sweeten it up or clean it up. You can't go to God like that. God has already knows that we have committed. He knows the one and the unknown one that we don't know, and also the ones that we don't know that we're going to do in the future. God already knows this. He knows everything about it. Every strand of hair on our head, God is already familiar with it. And he can count them, and he knows them, whereby we cannot count the hairs that's on our head. And it also says that God wants us to be honest with him. And I was saying, let me encourage all of our listeners on today, you not to let sin linger in your, don't let sin linger around in your life. Go to God. Immediately, when you do something, God's arms are still stretched wide open, ready to receive us, ready to hear. His ears are open, ready to hear our confession, ready to hear us come to him and plead and ask him for forgiveness. And sometimes, and the Bible tells us, do not linger with it. Go quickly before the throne of God and ask for forgiveness. And we all sin, and we all have sinned. And come short of the glory of God. And when we do, we need to be quick to repent. And I just want to say that.
Amen.
Let us pray for purity. Let us pray for a pure heart. And let us have a steadfast spirit. And you would read that over in your next chapter. I think it should be around chapter 52. And it would tell you more about purifying yourself and how to ask God to cleanse you through and through and shape you, mold you into what he wants us to be, because we cannot do it by ourselves. Listen, I am so happy and overexcited about today's topic, healing from within. As you know, it's getting late in the show, and I don't want to hinder Reverend Flores from bringing a closure, which we only have a couple of minutes. Reverend Flores, if you want to just say something to our listeners, and shortly after then, I'm not going to come back on anymore today. Listen, I'm coughing pretty bad on today, but I just want to encourage you to stay with the Lord. Stay on the Lord's side. I want to encourage each and everyone to call back every Thursday. Next Thursday, our guest will be that of a man of God. Reverend Lionel Davis will be our guest on next week, and he's a powerful man of God as well. And I want to just encourage Reverend Flores to keep on keeping on. I want to pray fresh anointing upon your life today as you continue down the road, the path that God has instructed you. And I know I don't have to tell you to stay steadfast and unremovable, always abiding in the works of the Lord, because I have seen you do it. I have seen your walk with God. Co-host, at this time, we'll turn it back over to you and Reverend Flores. And before closing, please do the closing prayer. Let Reverend Flores close us out in prayer on today, and you give your final thoughts, Pastor co-host, before he brings the closing prayer. God bless you, listeners, until next week, until you hear my voice. If it's God's will, you'll hear my voice again next week. God bless all of you. Co-host.
God bless you, Evangelist, and we just thank God for you, Evangelist, praying God's strength and divine healing to your body.
Co-host, I'm sorry. We have a caller.
Okay, caller from Arico 601, last four digits, 1513.
Let me bring that caller in at this time.
Okay.
Caller from Arico 601-1513. Caller, you're in the studio. You're on the air. Good evening, caller.
Good evening. This is Glo Thompson with Glo Voice Production out of Hazelhurst, Mississippi. I wasn't able to catch the whole show, but can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay, I wasn't able to catch the whole show, but I would like to, you know, encourage everyone that if you're going through something, just turn it over to God. Put it in God's hand, and no matter what man brings before you or what you have done, you have to trust God and what he's going to do for you. And I just say I'm just encouraged each week that I tune in to listen to Facing Your Fears, and you're doing an awesome job.
God bless you.
I just want to say bless you and God bless you.
God bless you. We'll be having you on the show real soon, and make sure you send that topic to me and your details, detailing your topic for, you're going to be coming up at the end of the month or either the beginning of April, okay? God bless you, and thank you for calling. We are really late at the show right now, listeners, so I'm going to turn it right back over to the co-host where she can have Reverend Flores to close us out in prayer and give some information. We don't have that much time to give out information, but Reverend Flores can close us out in prayer. And if she wants to say a couple of closing words to our listeners, God bless your co-host.
God bless you all this evening. I just want to yield back to the man of God, Reverend Flores, to go ahead and share any closing remarks that you have, and then you can close us in prayer. It has truly been an amazing, awesome evening and a blessing to hear such a great topic, healing from within. Reverend Flores.
Thank you again to the host, Evangelist Chapman, and to the co-host, Pastor Smith, to all the listeners. Thank you so much. Just want to leave you with this, that it's important that you start today with your healing process. Don't delay it until tomorrow. Start now. Let God heal you. Let God work it out for you so you can move on and live your blessed life. That's what you want to live. He created you to be above and not beneath, the lender and not the borrower, the head and not the tail. And you can't live how God wants you to live until you heal. He says, above all, I wish that you prosper and be in good health. Health, not just spiritually, but your mental health, emotional health, all that, physical health. You need to be healthy to receive the blessings of God. And that's a word right there. Your health needs to be right so you can receive everything that God has for you. I want to thank the host for inviting me again. This is my second time on here, and it's a privilege to be invited back. We thank God for those members of Resurrection Church down in St. Bernard Parish, 7401 West Judge Perez. Feel free to worship with us. I want to pray with everyone at this time as we prepare to close out. Let us pray. Dear God, we thank you for your goodness and your mercy towards us, your loving kindness, which is better than life. God, we thank you for this word today. We thank you for your healing power. God, we ask that you would, in all of us, create a clean heart and renew a right spirit. In the name of Jesus, God, help us to live as you want us to live. Forgive us of our sins, the sins we have committed knowingly and unknowingly, dear God. Forgive us for our future sins, dear God. And God, we ask that you would never take your spirit from us. We need your spirit to guide us, to be with us, to comfort us. We thank you for the host today. Evangelist Chapman, God, again asking that you would heal her body from the top of her head to the sole of her feet, and every listener on here today, God, ask that you would bless them with the blessings that they stand in need of, and God, bring healing to all of them. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. God bless you all at this time. This concludes Facing Your Fears Radio Talk Show for today. Join us on next Thursday. Again, we'll be here with Facing Your Fears Radio Talk Show, Evangelist Norma Chapman. God bless you. It's closed at this time.
God bless.